back to the Learning Clinic. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin. You're listening to CKLU 96.7 FM, coming to you from Laurentian University in Sudbury. I've been involved in education all my life, and often we have discussions with adults about what they think is wrong with kids today, and inevitably the answer quite often boils down to the fact that kids seem to have a serious lack of respect today. However, I don't think the problem may be with our children. I think as adults we may have to accept most of the blame for any undesirable behavior of our children. As long as children see adults themselves acting disrespectful to other adults, whether it's on television or in real life, as long as they see disrespect for authority by adults, as long as adults show that they do not respect themselves, there's no way we can expect the level of respect in our children to improve. Just look at television. Look at how many adults on television demonstrate complete lack of respect for each other. Go to sporting events and look at how adults behave at sporting events. Look at how adults behave when they have a couple of drinks. And really, as adults and as parents, you better look, because your children are looking. Remember that respect is caught, not taught. You can't teach a person respect. They have to see it. So you have to be aware of what it is that you're throwing at these children. You have to be aware of what it is that you're doing. My oldest granddaughter, Haley, taught me a really good lesson a couple of years ago. And it certainly made me sit up and take a hard look at what people are catching from me. It was just before Christmas, and the students from Confederation Secondary School were at the shopping center, spreading the word about the dangers of drinking and driving. Haley asked my wife what the students were doing, and she explained that they were trying to get adults to understand that it was bad to drink and drive. Haley, whose innocence makes her one of the most honest persons I've ever met, thought for a moment and said to my wife, "Well, that's what Grandpa does. He drinks and drives." Naturally, my wife defended me and tried to explain that I would never drive if I had too much to drink. But Haley persisted. "Yes, he does. He does drink and drive. The last time he was at our house, he had a beer when he had lunch, and then he drove home." At first I laughed when my wife told me what Haley had said, but afterwards I was overcome with a tremendous sense of sadness and remorse at the impression I had left on that little girl. Here I was, held in such high regard by this, who at the time was 5 years old, by his five-year-old child, and this was the message I was sending her. A few nights later, we had all gone out to see Alvin and the Chipmunks at the movie theater. So we were all sitting there at a local restaurant, Haley and her sister and brother and her parents, my son and my daughter-in-law. So we're all sitting there in a group. Haley sat across from me. I watched her carefully color the placemat with the crayons that were provided by the restaurant. And when the waitress took our orders for drinks, I asked for a coffee instead of my usual Bud Light. It was hard to hold back the tears, but I vowed that I would never let my granddaughter down again. The other adults at the table looked at me. They were puzzled. Some of them couldn't quite understand why I wasn't ordering a drink with my dinner like they were. But Haley never said anything. However, I know that she caught the message. She always does. And so as we approach the Christmas season, think about the messages that you're giving your children when you go out to parties. If it's not good to drink and drive, it's not good to drink at all and drive. And if you're going to be expecting your children to learn the lesson, then you have to be careful of how you're teaching it. You're listening to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM.